Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill Josh, and my sweet, sweet girlfriend, Casey.
No tongue.
Or tongue. Choice is yours.
And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the cross. Red Dad. I almost said laundry.
That happens when you grow older. Your memory goes.
Yeah, that's true. Red Dad, Living Room Studio 2022. I'm here with the skeptic, the beard, and Rad Mama 2022. She's being cute. But anyway, guys, we've had a week. April's down for the count, so she's out. But that's okay, because we're covering the cryptid. It's scary out there. There's cryptids. Was that a dog with mange? A wolf with an alcohol problem? Here, brother. Let me leash you and take you to the nearest AAA.
That is a kink.
Maybe.
Being leashed?
Pet play. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dominatrix. Okay. Who cares?
If that were you, what animal would you play as?
A dog, of course. He loves dogs.
I do. My number one animal is a dog.
Animal.
Always.
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
Animal? Said that right?
You did.
Okay. So it was my birthday last week. I turned 40.
Oh, we had the money for Ringo again?
Yeah, it was the last of it, though.
Okay.
He just ran upstairs.
He did. He said one time. That's it.
Said no bueno. Look, you guys went above and beyond, and I want to give a big shout out to Josh and Casey, who are here today, who planned this whole party out. And I got to give another gold star to my girlfriend, who's been amazing. And she literally was doing this while also already doing my 40th birthday in Pictured Rocks, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, babe.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad you had fun. I wanted you to feel celebrated and loved, and you only turned 40 once. So how was it?
It was amazing. Actually, it really was, because my brother was there, you were there, and also none of the podcast hosts were there, although I would love for you guys to come up sometime for us to do a trip like that, and we'll post those pictures on Instagram. Like and subscribe. But no, it was a lot of fun. And I think really the thing that I took away from it was that my brother got engaged.
Yeah.
Woo!
Lots of fun in it.
Where's the song for that, Ringo?
You Creamy got engaged.
Oh, sorry, wrong button.
Death or a funeral.
Dad joke.
That was perfect.
The old ball and chain. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Well, you're 23 years now.
22.
He's going on to the 23rd.
Correct. I'm like, what is it? The rest in peace.
The Undertaker.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm assuming it's What are you at? 76? Who knows? It's all right. You guys are going to be so happy. You're one of my favorite.
You're going to be happy.
One of these days.
Maybe year 25.
Maybe.
Oh, we can
maybe
only
finally
hope.
Achieve a happy marriage then.
Oh, you guys are great. No, and Larry, I posted a picture of us on Instagram. It's one of my favorite pictures. Because we were like literally laughing about something. And Larry probably said literally like, you look like shit. And I just laughed. Probably. Who knows? And it was great.
I don't like posed pictures.
Yeah.
I like in the moment. Pictures.
Yeah. Candids.
And my sweetie took it. So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to talk about the cross. Crossu. I don't want to do accents this whole episode.
I'll do them. I don't care.
Well, I have this notoriety for being the one that's like, well, I'm just going to do French accents the whole time, or I'm just going to do an impersonation of...
Or that accent we had to retire.
Yeah, a few.
Master Shredder.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard to push that one away. But in order to get into this cryptid, I think for a second we have to pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road. True story. So this one taps specifically into that like J horror vibe. Have you guys ever noticed when you've seen, we'll say, international horror or like anything like a foreign, we'll say like a hieroglyph or who knows, like the story of Grýla in Iceland. Do you think that because we don't understand it, it makes it scarier when it comes to these type of cryptids? Like something abnormal makes it more scary. Like where we have our Bigfoots, our Mothmans, our Jersey Devils.
We have the worst.
I know. They're very plain. The hamburger.
You leave Cactus Cat out of this.
Cactus Cat.
Cactus Cat is in the corner licking its, I don't know.
Tequila weenie.
So yes, the fear of the unknown is a thing.
Yes.
Mm.
Are we scared of the unknown? That's more kinda... when it's not from where we, like the pedigree right now in this country is to be scared of things that we don't know.
People in this country are scared of foreign accents.
True.
And foreign language.
That's
and
very
books.
True. Oh God.
Yeah, we got to ban the books from the libraries. You know, those things are pretty scary.
Well, that worked really good with Nazi Germany, but let's not do that again, please.
I can't learn language. I can't. Oh, picture book.
But no, truthfully, do you find the urban legends in other countries scarier than the ones we have here?
I mean, no. But you know how I...
Well, you're skeptical of everything.
I always piss in everybody's cereal when it comes to cryptids and...
Yeah, I think it's easier for me to just think, oh, that's a legend. That's not true. Mm-hmm. Where if it's close to home, I'm like, I don't even want to drive through New Mexico or something's going to eat me on the side of the road for real.
Well, if you're scared of it, doesn't that mean that that's...
I'm scared of the real stuff we have.
Exactly.
Like, mm-hmm.
Like sharks.
Yeah.
Gators.
Gators are scary.
Crocodiles. Do we have crocodiles?
You know what?
Tigers. We don't have tigers, do we? Mike Tyson has Tiger King. I guess that could have happened.
It did happen
to that one woman on Tiger King. She lost her arm.
That's true.
Well,
and there's Carol Baskin, that bitch.
Well, I think that now you're talking about like when we did the episode on the Red Ghost with the camels.
Right.
Like it was already an animal that was scared to be where it was kind of thing, which I get that because, I mean... Most creatures is like a lot of people have phobias of snakes, and that tends to manifest in that we don't understand them, so we're scared of them. You know, they're unnatural, they slither weird, you know, they're not like gonna cuddle up with us and like
they're gonna bite your leg if you gotta go to the hospital, and
or they're
die.
Gonna eat you, and like your whole body's gonna be inside them, and it's gonna be a birthday card for an 8-year-old or whatever.
I think a lot of that's hardwired into us for survival reasons,
right?
Sure.
And I think that's great. I think that
it's
comes
not.
With the
when you open a mailbox,
No.
And there's a spider in there, and you throw your hands
up. Well, it's got eight legs. It's unnatural.
It's unnatural. It's got eight eyes, too. What is that?
Get out of here, Charlotte! But I get that. No, it's true. When you see something you don't understand, it's 9 times out of 10, your reaction is violence. And
it is.
Books.
And you learn, you discover you know kung fu.
Well, that's the thing is that, like, there's a lot of these creatures in the world. And a lot of them are, I mean, by all scientific reasoning, are more scared of you than you them.
Like, you learn that the Amazon has poisonous frogs that if they touch you, you die. You're going to be scared of every fucking frog you see there.
But if you lick their eyeball, you'll get higher than you've ever thought you could ever be and transcend your life into some sort of alien
Travelocity, Amazon.
That's a chance he's willing to take.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, there are creatures out there that we don't understand. Medicines and medical benefits that we've gotten in this country have always come from, like, really dark things. I mean, Unit 731, Nazi Germany, horrible atrocities usually benefit us in medical and health advancements because we have these uncanny abilities to understand human bodies and the way that they work. And it even happened with MKUltra and a sad turn of fucking justice. In some ways, we were able to understand certain things based on the fact that we tried to control people's minds and make Manchurian candidates. I'm getting ahead of myself. But here's the thing. These things are scary, especially when they don't speak our language. And it's been there forever. And I'm not saying that that's what I ascribe myself to, because I don't. Like, I want to know what people are communicating, and it doesn't matter if they talk like a dog or if they have full rational grasp of the English language. If you can't communicate, a lot of times you get scared, right? Am I wrong or right?
Yeah, it's Chewy. It's kind of confusion and which I guess could lead to fear.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys ever, and I'll ask one more question before we go into it. Have you guys ever had the instance where you're talking to somebody with who speaks predominantly in a foreign language? Mm-hmm. How do you normally handle that? Like, when it comes to just trying to communicate?
Embarrassingly, I accidentally slip into part of their accent and I just want to crumble up and die.
I get that.
Where you start, like, talking like a caveman. Me, you.
You say something happens with your voice and you're like, what am I doing?
I know.
What is wrong
with
me? It's
so unnatural.
It's a problem. But other than that, it's not, like, scary.
It's always funny when you pick up on someone's accents, because I used to play a lot of World of Warcraft. And
really?
Yeah, I know. Shocking. And I would do these raids with these people. They lived in Canada. And so we would be on the headsets talking to each other. And I...
Oh, that's quite the orc you got there, eh?
How many hours are you wasting in this world, eh?
And, like, that's the... I, after doing a couple of raids with these people, like, I started picking up on their accent. And it was stupid, because I'm like, I'm playing this stupid game. Elves and gnomes and casting magic fireballs.
My orc is too busy in a drive-thru at a Tim Hortons there, okay? And before I get out of here, everybody's getting fucking crullers and fucking...
Let's talk about my floating head friend.
All right. We'll talk about our floating?
My floating head lady that I'm kind of obsessed with.
She's a badass.
Yeah. I want to be your friend.
Krasu, which is Thai.
Thai food is delicious, by the way.
Oh, God. I love a good pad Thai.
I haven't had Thai food in years. Oh, so good.
So this is in Vietnam is a nocturnal...
Whoops, wrong button.
This is a nocturnal female spirit of Southeast Asian folklore. It manifests itself as a woman, usually young and beautiful, with her internal organs hanging down from the neck, trailing below the head.
Mm. So she's beautiful.
I mean,
just not full body.
If inside.
You're, if you're
she's
into
beautiful on the inside.
She's not see. A butter face.
She doesn't have
it's
much
a butter
of
a body.
She doesn't have much yeah. of a badonkadonk. If that's
none.
What you're looking for.
No. It's just a colon.
If you're
if you're hey, pretty lady, that's a nice colon you got there.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be able to shake the image of floating
that is,
colon.
Check out the kidneys on that one.
Delish.
I've never seen a finer gallbladder on a lady.
I'm getting that taken out soon. Mm.
Man.
Hannibal Lecter's like, oh, look at the liver on that.
I just love
that appendix is making me rock hard.
You guys are easy to please.
We are.
I mean, she's getting laid for sure.
You show a little innards, still. And I lose my mind.
Is she
right in there?
This is yeah. She
esophagus there.
She imagine if she's a stripper.
Meanwhile, there's some conservatives like,
oh, she moved her tonsils.
You know, these girls, the way they show their small intestine, mm-hmm. it's I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to South Beach and I'm shutting it down.
What if my child sees her uvula?
These poor decrepit cryptids just floating around with their intestines.
No, she's a
you
badass.
Know? You see too much,
do
I guess.
Do you tan?
One way
that's
to find
a great
out.
Josh. After the break, you'll find out because I'm going to put my man Josh on it.
Sunscreen on when she goes to the beach on her vacations.
SPF 60.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't want to overdo it. You
well,
know?
I mean,
I don't think I'm going to be able to shake the image of floating colons.
You don't want melanoma of the small intestine.
Yeah, that's the thing.
True. Is that a mole on your liver?
I got to get that removed.
I want to get that checked.
According to Thai ethnographer Faria Anuman Rajahajananajosh, the krasu consists of a floating head accompanied by a will-o'-the-wisp kind of luminescent glow, which is kind of like little tiny lights kind of glow. Which is why I pointed at mine.
At your Christmas lights.
I always keep them up.
It's always Christmas.
So I guess... realistically, I am kind of a Christmas fan because I love the little tiny lights. Mm-hmm. The explanations attempted about the origin of the glow include the presence of methane in marshy areas. Or maybe the colon is loosey-goosey. Who knows? The krasu,
she's here.
The krasu is often said to live in the same areas as krahang.
Mm, that guy's never...
a male spirit of... Thai folklore.
Are they dating?
Maybe.
For him, it's just the outsides.
She likes to stay single because she gets around.
Okay. What does she say to a guy who's like, I really want to try anal?
I mean,
I couldn't be
I think
really,
she seems pretty
question.
Freaky and that's, she'd be up for different things.
Boy, that seems a little like, unruly to try to get the... You ever seen those water squeezy things? That's what I imagine it's like.
But yeah, it's I like, just sex like, and oral at the same time.
It's like putting on a sock, I think. Head. It's like putting on a big tube sock.
Yeah.
Well, what was the name of this? What was the name of the squeezy Kool-Aid drink? Gush? I'm not that.
Gushers?
Not Gushers.
No, Capri Sun?
This guy's in the corner having sex with the Capri Sun. This poor and
no, a squeeze it.
A squeeze it, yes.
Yeah. It's aptly named squeeze it.
Exactly. What's that?
The thing
squeeze
that you squeeze.
It? What's that squeeze it drink?
What's you the
like
squeeze it
you
drink?
Like you literally squeeze it. Capri Sun!
Yes, that's it.
No doubt.
Anyway, so the spirit moves around about by hovering in the air above the ground for
well,
it has
so.
No lower body.
You want to drag that all around.
Just rolls around.
The throat may be represented in different ways, either as only the trachea or with the whole neck. So sometimes people have said that, you know, they've only seen the head, but now...
There's a neck as well.
Neck, okay. Yeah.
At least she's covering up.
Right. The organs below the head usually include the heart and the stomach with a length of intestine. The intestinal tract emphasizing the ghost's voracious nature. In the Thai movie, Crasu Valentine, this ghost is represented with more internal organs such as lungs and liver, but much reduced in size and anatomically out of proportion with the head. The viscera are sometimes represented freshly dabbed with blood as well as glowing, which we kind of mentioned the whole glow. In contemporary representations, her teeth often include pointed fangs of a kind of a vampire fashion. In the movie Ghosts of Guts Eater, she has a halo around her head. So these are just kind of representations of the whole idea. But I want to talk a bit about the origin before we take a break. Belief in the existence of the Crasu is shared across Southeast Asia, and its origin is difficult to verify. However, it likely originates from folklore. In Thailand, the Crasu is believed to be a cursed individual, usually a female, who engaged in various sins and fraudulent conducts during her previous life, who is engaged in those. After she dies, her sins cause her to be reborn as this crazy manifestation that has to live off wasted, uncooked, or rotten food. In recent time, the Thai entertainment industry has fictionalized the origin of the Crasu as cursed from an ancient princess. As in Demonic Beauty from 2002, the kidnapped princess of the Khmer Kingdom cheated on her husband with a soldier. The soldier was decapitated while the Khmer princess was burned to death. However, before she died, she chanted a spell to protect her mortal body, but was only able to save her head and her organs. This depiction, however, merely is just an attempt to put on a royal touch or to reinvent a mythical being, to reinvent a mythical beginning to a well-known story of an essentially folk origin, strictly for entertainment and commercial purposes. So one critic notes that the director of Demonic Beauty probably just wanted to depict Crasu as an evil alien demon originating from the witchcraft and black magic of a foreign, i.e. Cambodia, pagan culture, which is ultimately subdued and defeated by the more enlightened Buddhist culture of Thailand. So it sounds like this kind of was birthed by religious conflict, if that makes any sense.
I mean, you could probably point to a lot of movies. I mean, it's, you know, Star Wars, you could almost say has kind of a biblical tinge to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's places you can go to be become a quote-unquote Jedi in the real world because that there is a belief system there.
Yeah, and I mean, if you tell all your sins and all your woes to any cult leader on this side of the road, he'll give you some sort of enlightenment as long as you keep giving him all your money.
And your wife.
And your wife. And your kids. And your... Yeah. And it keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. Just like the Bible.
But this warning is specific to women. If you engage in tomfoolery, you will be a floating head. It doesn't sound like terrible. Like, do better. Get me more scared. I'm fine to haunt people and still make love and eat cheeseburgers. Sometimes they have stomach ache.
Yeah, no cheeseburgers.
A stomach and lungs, right? They're just floating around. Depends on what you get, though.
Oh, my gosh. You can eat all the cheeseburgers you want. You don't have to worry about being overweight, floating head.
It just all goes to your face.
True.
Oh, that's true.
All right, we're going to take a face break. And when we come back, more about the Crasu. Rad Dad Living Room 2022, gathered with my friends, family, loved ones, and lover.
And a cute puppy.
and a cute pup. A Euro. Bark, bark. Maybe there'll be a picture of him on Instagram if you're lucky to follow. He's the cutest dog. And also the infant.
Yes, he's my infant.
Josh wants to steal him, I can tell.
Yep.
He came to me first.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a 12-pound Yorkie poo named Azuro. My daughter made the name up. He's 5 years old. He's precious, and he's kind of like a cat. So he's
part
nice.
Poo.
That's right.
So is my dog.
He also fell off the bed last night while we were trying to sleep.
Not good.
I'm like, dude, how many puppy ills did you have? Did you hit the THC pen before bed?
Too much Bowser beer.
Right. All right. So according to this article on Wikipedia.org, there are other oral traditions that say that this spirit... Oral traditions that say this spirit was formerly a rich lady that had a length of black gauze or ribbon tied around the head and neck as protection from the sunlight. This woman
does use SPF in a way.
SPF moment.
You're onto it.
This woman was then possessed by an evil spirit and was cursed to become a Krasu. Other popular legends claim that the origin of the spirit may have been a woman trying to learn black magic that made a mistake or used the wrong spell, so then her head and body became separated.
It happens.
Abracadabra. Oh, fuck.
These mistakes are made.
He says abracadabra. Oh, fuck. What would be the Chris Angel version of oh, fuck?
I don't know Chris Angel that well.
That's the new metal version of the Magicians.
I think you would just say, oh, fuck.
I guess with Chris Angel, it would probably be something like, baby, I loaded the five-disc player wrong.
Abracadabra. I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my head, and it's going to be dead.
Are you flirting?
Listen, goth
guy. Guyliner.
Yeah, right.
I always loved guyliner so much.
I wanted to do it, but I always chickened out.
You would have looked great with it. It's like perfect. Why didn't you do this?
I don't know. That was like one thing I was like.
It's never too late, Larry.
It's true.
Fans of the podcast, tell us if you'd like to see Larry with guyliner.
Great. It's going to happen. It's going to be on Instagram.
Yay.
Yep. So other popular legends claim that the origin of the spirit may have been, like I said, from black magic, a mistake with the wrong spell. Past sins are also related to the transmission of the Krasu curse. Women who aborted or killed someone in a previous life will become a Krasu as punishment.
What about men?
Honey,
just swallowing count as killing all the babies.
This is Thai abortion or birth control, if you will.
Okay.
I think that a lot of times they were just a little upset with the women when they would come home from Thai war and be like,
Thai war?
If you won't tie one on, I won't
the war
tie
ended
you
in
up.
A tie.
Okay.
No one won.
Everyone's a loser in that war.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So, popular imagination also claims that the transformation into a Krasu is largely restricted to the relatives of women practicing Minecraft. Yeah.
Oh,
every
my.
Woman playing Minecraft. No, witchcraft.
Oh, no. April's going to be a floating head.
No. Also, we want to say, get well, April.
I would think that only the women that practice witchcraft would get away with coming back as a floating head. With giblets hanging down.
Giblets?
And gauze over it. I can't get a sunburn. I'm delicate.
There they just told them scary stories because they practice witchcraft. Here we drowned them.
True. Salem Witch Trials. Mm-hmm. Future episode.
Burn them.
Wait.
We already did it.
Yeah, we did.
We did on Tales of the Spooky, but we have to do it proper.
We did it.
We definitely did that.
Yeah, he's getting old, guys. Just you're going to have to excuse him.
Hey,
he's 40.
I got this great idea for an episode next Easter. We'll cover the Bunny Man.
That's a great idea.
All right. Continuing on.
Say the memory is the first thing to go.
All right. So anyway.
He should play through.
Reading in the dark like this is gonna be bad for your vision too, just so you know.
I see you're squinting.
Yeah. You'd be like me, you're gonna have to get bifocals soon.
Goddamn phones. All right, anyway, so a lot of these kind of curses would pass to mothers, granddaughters.
That's good. Let's instill fear in our
generational curse. Yeah.
It's
good.
Tell children this horrible story.
Sorry about your grandma, but you're going to be a floating head.
Often women acting strangely in a community are suspected of becoming nightly a curse by other members of the village. So it's like the one girl who's like, hey guys, I got herbal remedies for everybody. And also, I just talked to the neighboring village and I figured out that if we want to float,
let's have a little rave.
Or no, like maybe somebody who's like, I've been able to just establish some sort of connection with anybody else and not part of the zeitgeist of the village at the time, suddenly becomes like the weird one because they reach out and talk to other people when they're not part of the inner kind of microphone of the community.
I like the idea of the rave though.
Yeah, guys, I've got some rave stuff. You want to get hooked up? Let's go.
You want to float?
You know, this is the real deal, though. You got it's commitment, sacred.
So, a lot of the oral traditions say that this was formerly a rich lady that had a length of black gauze or ribbon tied around the head. I think I already said that.
You surely
okay,
did.
Well, let's go to Cambodian folklore.
He's old.
I'm sorry. The word kasu, man, there's like 17 different word versions of this.
Pick one.
All right, I'm kasu. Derived from a Sanskrit word, quote, to cause anyone to suffer, which sounds scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say this word in the dark in front of a mirror because I'm a little scared.
I think you say it every time you sneeze.
Probably. You probably do. That's probably why people say bless you.
Yeah, because you just cursed yourself again.
Mm-hmm. They call it.
Oh, shit, my guts.
Bless you.
AHP, in Cambodian folklore, is usually a woman who is half spirit and half mortal. During the daytime, they appear to look like a normal human being, but during nighttime, they ascended, leaving their mortal body with only their head and their organs gravitating
to
find food.
Hold on, I didn't know that. So during the day, she gets a body?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is fine. There's no problem with this. She's half human, half spirit.
Just like it hits 9 o'clock and all of a sudden her neck just unzips and she goes out of her body.
She doesn't need sunscreen because in the day now she's got a body.
Yeah. And plus it's night, so she doesn't need to worry about radiation from the sun.
That's what I'm saying, man.
This is perfect.
There's way every time you tell me another fact, there's just more perks.
They were believed to feast on smelly things, blood, raw meats, villagers, farm animals, corpses, feces, placentas, newborns, etc. Their weaknesses are thorns and guard dogs.
Okay, this is what I loved about this. Already, there's granola hippie women out there that dehydrate their placenta, put them in capsules, take them on a daily basis, or make a stew, or plant it in a garden.
With some potatoes.
This is fine.
So placenta casserole here in the Midwest.
You dip your placenta in ranch.
It's just like venison.
I mean, you just call it cream of baby soup.
So the app are witches who failed practicing powerful black magic, causing it to backfire, cursing themselves. Others believe
God damn it.
I cast the spell on myself. This magic, I need a receipt. Others believe that app are black magic practitioners borrowing a demon or a demon's power by letting them possess their body at night as an exchange. So basically, they're giving their body to some sort of evil spirit at night, which is what allows them to
sound sexual.
Discombobulate. I think it's a lot of repressed sexual emotions.
Isn't everything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that alt-right group that was like, we can't masturbate? It's bad. Don't touch your dick.
Christianity?
Catholics.
Amish. Amish?
No. What's his name was the leader of it? It was like the men who Mennonites? Are super conservative. Jesus?
Donald Trump.
Mennonites.
Gavin
Newsom.
No, that's the governor guy from California. California.
Nobody touched their weenies.
Schwarzenegger. Oh, who's that guy from Minnesota?
I don't know, Josh, but
Jesse Ventura.
Well, yes, you're right. Predator, great movie. But no, there was a guy who led a group who literally said, "Don't touch your dinks."
Yeah, he created Kellogg's.
The brothers, the front brothers, the force brothers. God, somebody's screaming it while they're listening to this, but I can't remember what it was called. But it's literally a lot of sexual repression leads to violence, and those guys are literally being charged with like the January 6th. Like,
oh,
a big group of them were at the January 6th.
No kidding. World peace, man. Gosh,
that's where all that anger comes from.
I guess what we're saying is, folks, release the energy, guys. we try to look at things from a level head. And I think this is one of those things where you need to polish your head, get the nuisance out, and be happy.
Yes, if you have an erect
great head, analogy.
Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll remember it in a minute here, and I'll yell it out. But anyway, in order to protect pregnant women in this Cambodian version of Krasu and their child from becoming victims, their relatives place thorny branches around the house as a barrier. Now, I saw this a lot.
Sound safe for the kid?
No. No, it's a bad playpen. So this improvised thorny fence discourages the F from coming to suck the blood and causing other suffering to the pregnant women. Now, this was pretty common with the Krasu, is that they like to eat placenta.
But isn't that the afterbirth then? Like, take it, woman, floating head. It's just in the trash anyways. Mm-hmm. Or do they come into my womb when my placenta is there feeding my child and eat it then?
No, I think it's after.
Again, no problems.
Where's
here.
The loss?
Nothing.
After delivery.
Clean up my trash, woman.
After delivery, the woman's relatives must take the cut placenta far away for burial to hide it from the F. If the placenta is buried deep enough, the spirit would not be able to find it. It is believed that...
It's a lazy spirit if it won't dig.
Well, it doesn't have hands
also,
either.
Why are we opposed to feeding the hungry? What is going on?
Look, here, I am the Cambodian F, and I just want to say this. Like, if you're going to give me a placenta, I'll take it. I'll take it home. I like the quick D&W, grab it while it's fresh, take it home and eat it. But if you're going to bury it, I just worked a double at the Piggly Wiggly. I got no time to be munching on no placenta, especially one that's been buried.
I was in the mood for fruity placentas. All they had was cocoa placentas.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Can it stop at the Speedway and grab a placenta off one of the rollers?
That's not... No, that'll get you sick.
You mean the tornado placenta?
A planado. So let me pop this placenta in the mic for about a minute and a half.
Oh, no. You don't want to do that. It's like a pizza pocket. It'll explode in your mouth.
More nutritious than a pizza pocket.
It's a baby pocket.
I don't like to eat those things off the rollers. I like a quick, fast Mountain Dew Baja placenta. Mm-hmm. Zero sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be zero sugar.
I'm watching my colon. So anyway... All right, so in Thai folklore, the Krasu is under a curse that makes it ever hungry and always active in the night. When it goes out hunting to satisfy its gluttony, seeking blood to drink or raw flesh to devour, it may attack cattle or chickens in the darkness, drinking their blood and eating their internal organs.
Sounds American.
It may also prey on pieces of cattle. So if your cow's leg keeps falling off, you better watch it. Come here, Moo Moo. Let me stick this right leg
Sunday
back on
roast.
You. God damn it, Sheila's leg keeps falling off.
Ooh, I'm lactose intolerant.
I mean, Bessie Brisket.
they just duct taping it back on. Usually legs, if they fall off once, they don't go back on.
No, they're like lizards. They just grow another
one.
Oh,
perfect. I was hoping he'd say like, oh no, it's Velcro.
So it does goes back also really like water buffalo.
Oh, who doesn't?
It's got a sophisticated palate.
Mm-hmm. If blood is not available, the Crisou may eat feces or carrion. You guys know what carrion is?
Isn't that like dead animals?
The decaying flesh of dead animals, yeah.
Do you guys know
what feces is?
Feces.
Josh does.
That's true.
Clothes left outside would be found soiled with blood and excrement in the morning, allegedly.
Somebody partied. That rave was flipping fantastic. Knew it.
After she had wiped her mouth.
She's got good manners.
She's not an animal.
Therefore, villagers would not leave clothes hanging to dry outside during the night hours. So she was taking people's clothes that were drying and like eating their cattle and like wiping the
blood
off.
Or she's like, nobody ever leaves tampons out here for me. So wiping my pussy on your clean clothes.
Your string is showing.
You know. The Crisou hides.
So is your colon and your lungs.
The Crisou hides.
It gets messy.
Mm-hmm. The Crisou hides the headless body from which it originates in a quiet place because it needs to join it before daybreak. So once it leaves the body, it has to find a quiet place to reconnect.
Just imagine seeing that happen. Like, who are we going to take their body? Like, oh, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to hide it somewhere else. Just floating around like, where's my body?
Stop it. Stop it, you dirty man. Give me back my body. I need to poop. So, living like a normal person during the day, although having a sleepy look. So, during the day, the body is like, oh.
Me.
As you say, April's a Crisou.
Are you sure this is an American woman? She just needs a job.
American woman! Stop eating my cows! And then wiping your face on my drying laundry.
On your clean clothes.
Yeah. What the fuck? So, to crush the still headless body of the Crisou is fatal to the spirit, according to folklore. Yeah, I know.
Crushing your head.
The flying head will return after hunting, but rejoin with the wrong body.
Sounds just like a woman. You crush me, I crush your spirit.
It'll hunt, but rejoin with the wrong body, which will lead it to suffer torment until death. So, like,
this isn't my body.
If you hide the body, it'll be like, wrong butthole.
So,
they're going to bury the body with the placenta and all is well for the village?
I mean, if you can find one of these things, they seem pretty tricky. Like they're gonna detach and like kind of go about their merry way and just.
So what you're saying is you could have a Chihuahua situation from Mars Attacks.
I mean, it could. Yeah. You could. See that film, Tim Burton, great movie. So the Crisou will also die if its intestines get cut off of its butt. If the intestines get cut off, or if its body disappears or gets hidden.
I can't go on a train because the doors might slam my intestines.
Stays away from weed.
Who's cutting off these intestines? I just don't understand. There's questions.
Can you imagine just a bunch of people like on a Japanese like bullet train, just like stuffed in, and there's just random floaty head comes in. The intestines just
crush your intestines.
It's like, excuse me, what did you just say? American who speaks racistly, get off this train.
Yeah,
Crisou, go eat it. All right. Anyway, so. There is a legend said that the people who are wounded should be aware of the Crisou because it can smell the blood and will come to eat the blood at night when people fall asleep. So if your woman is,
not having a body in the night.
Well, if your woman is also, doing a monthly thing.
Menstruating
union meeting?
A union meeting, yeah. Having a union meeting, you might want to watch out for the Crisou because it'll find her out. House owners usually build spiky fences or grow spiky bamboo to protect themselves from the crusoe. Crusoe is scared of spiky things because its intestine might get stuck and it could not escape. Okay.
Barbed wire for the rescue. I'm on it.
Just unravels like a sweater.
So now you're tempting women with a good time.
If you want to destroy my small intestine,
You said that they would go after if they're menstruating. So realistically, what you're saying is that if they're in, you know, laying in their bed and the quasu, whatever,
quasu
comes in and eats her out. Pulse. If she's
I see no problems here again.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything seems fine. So
though there's been images shared online of the supposed pursuit.
Make up, be like, ooh, that's good.
I'm just kicking a a Thai, like, woman's head down. Get away from my girlfriend!
Casey's like, don't do that.
I just thought it was a dream. I didn't know to just... That's why I didn't...
Damn, girl, you know what you're doing.
Babe, go to sleep. Anyway. There's been many reproductions of this character in popular culture. We may be covering that in the future therapy episode, but that's really all I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. There's some information online. There's a documentary about it, but a lot of this also seems to be one of those Slender Man type things, because this has really come up a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And some people have done like their own dramatized versions of it, where it's like these, they call them, I think it's like, it's people making footage that they can shop to horror films. I don't know what it's called. It's like ANGs, where it's this terminology for like creepy footage that they can sell online, just uh-huh. like when they sell images or GIFs or whatever to the rich fucking capitalist society we live in, who buys everything.
Like NFTs?
Yes, similar.
Which are just Beanie Babies for frat boys.
Right. But this is one of those creatures that's really popped up recently. And in fact, you can find multiple YouTube clips of this creature moaning with its disembodied head just floating.
Somebody got her period again.
There's different types of moaning.
I mean, it's kind of cute.
Immediately, it just reminds me of when a mom says, don't put your face that way or it'll stick that way. Like, don't do this or you're going to be a floating head who eats women out when they're on their period.
Don't masturbate, otherwise you're going to blow your eyes out.
Okay, Mickey Mouse.
Well, I never said that was predominantly what the crusoe did was eat out women when they're...
No, that's what we're doing. You're going to have to dig up placenta if you're sinful.
It seems like it hates pointy
things.
Your guts
are going to be spilled all over the barbed wire. Now listen to me, child. Your children's children's children.
Ryan.
But if anything falls off, you can just leave it under your pillow and the colon fairy will leave you a dollar.
It's a poop nickel.
See, Ryan sees a problem and I don't. Because you could have the threesome every guy has ever wanted. God damn it. I hate this damn thing. Never mind.
Okay, you could have a threesome any way that you want it. Elaborate. What's this?
So if you have your period,
okay,
and this ghost is coming in and it's going down, it's cleaning the blood.
Yep.
It's a floating colon.
Okay.
So Ryan, you could go up behind.
Oh, it's like a loop.
Yes.
Moving on.
The only thing I need is the woman next to me. I don't need a disembodied
head. Okay, bye.
No, but truthfully,
she almost got out of here.
When it comes to that, but I do think it is one of these strange phenomena that people maybe are looking into. And if you search this out and you wanted to learn some information, so hopefully we kind of explained the Cambodian and the Thai versions of this. But realistically, it's a new thing, and
it's what I want to be when I grow up now. So
no.
Oh, are you afraid for me to be a witch?
I need your head to stay here.
Honey, you're going to die soon. You're 40. And after that happens, I can be a ghost if I want to be a ghost.
And remember, that's only at
night.
And
you're going to support my dreams.
I mean, yeah.
Just float around and scare people.
Stop being
Joe. Create waves. Like, we're going to have a rave between these two. Hey, I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah, why are you being
why do you look so disappointed
Stop
in me?
Stop shooting down her dreams.
I want you to be happy.
Oh, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
All right, let's have a verdict.
In one corner,
four podcasters you know and love and trust. In the other corner,
a head
from Thailand. It's looking suspiciously around the room. It sees no menstruation.
Why is Al Snow behind her? It's a wrestling joke.
I got you.
We have to ask ourselves, does this cryptid exist? And I'm gonna go to the love of my life, Casey.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
listen, guys. It doesn't exist. It's just used as a manipulation tactic for whatever thing that the parents or priests or whatever wants. Don't do this or you're going to turn into a floating head. And so it's false.
You know, it sounds like a fun time, but unfortunately, we are not all about that fun time. Not yet. Science eventually will prevail. So I got to say, as tempting and cool as it sounds, it's not real.
It sounded like a not yet, but one day.
Yeah, science, man. Robots. We'll have floating robot heads with
Larry.
Flying colons.
No.
Nope.
This must have been hard for you, Larry. That's a...
Yeah, it was.
You want it so hard to be...
Excuse me?
She's coming for you tonight, yeah. Larry. Get scared. Yee-hoo.
Can you imagine, though, if men had to menstruate once a month?
Oh, you would hear so much bitching. Oh, you'd think it World War III broke out if a guy had fucking cramps.
Yeah.
You ever seen... basketball player with a leg cramp, fucking wheel him out on a stretcher. You've had stomach cramps.
Okay,
sure.
So I just took a trip up north and walked 12 miles in the heat with children while menstruating, and you probably didn't even know.
You told me.
Oh, I did.
I had stomach cramps once, and it was awful. So...
once when in fifth grade, what?
Yeah, something like that.
My God,
it was like
you're
in high
still
school.
Talking about it?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it would be like
God.
It would be World War III if men got.
Yeah, that would be super obnoxious.
I'm sorry, Krisu, you don't exist.
There would be government issued chocolate if guys.
I'll tell you what wouldn't happen, though,
yes.
If the Krisu existed. She would not be licking up somebody else's blood, menstruating blood. It's just not going to be her kink.
No.
In any life form at all.
Not if she's eating cattle legs.
Listen, she'll eat cattle legs and placenta.
Blood. You don't want to...
like we do now, but nothing more. I promise.
You don't exist. I'm sorry.
What a revelation.
That's been your verdict.
She's out of here.
What an episode. A cryptid, an easy week. We'll have a big, big, big one coming in 2 weeks. Next week is the therapy. We've got us on the Patreons, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast. TikToks, if you want to check out the TikToks. Larry's
Maybe.
Posting. You're doing them.
I am, but we got another guideline violation. And so I don't even know if people are like the last video had like one view.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, when Josh talked about lubing up a child, lubing up a dildo, that got us a
don't you think
guideline
everybody's
violation.
Just on a boat
I don't remember
summer.
Saying that.
People will catch up.
Damn it. We're going to be canceled. The liberal
Finally.
Media keeps
yes.
shutting us. That's the way we end. That'll be the way we end the show is like is us getting canceled because we said something we don't remember.
We said butthole too many times. Oops.
Oh, April.
Or not enough.
Butthole.
All right. Well, does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
Butthole.
All right. I have a new song coming out called My Penis.
My gosh, I can't wait to hear that.
You want
to
see my cock? Stimulate said clitoris.
All right, I need to kick every other person out of this house right now.
Anyone's a pussy if you try hard enough.
I love you, see April.
So just cream me up.
Jesus. All right, we'll see you next week. Have a great one, guys.
What does everybody want? What does everybody need?
Presentation of Beer City Media.